I came up with a really good one, but it was about a skeleton, so I don't feel like, since we didn't read the skeleton stuff, I don't want to...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you could read it. You could, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, okay, sure.
I mean, it could be like a Halloween costume. Has to be, it can be the sexy version.
Okay. Can I do the one I came up with today?
What is it?
Sure.
Well, I looked down at my skeleton boyfriend, and he had a giant boner! Do you get it? I can do another one if you think that one's not good enough.
No, it's fine.
Sure. Yeah, you're good. You're good. Good job. Good job.
Yeah, you're fucking fired. I'm sorry.
This is my first and last time on Extra Credit Forever.
Little ghost, won't scare the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above.
Hello and welcome to Extra Credit, the sexy Pennywise costume podcast. The six of the ball pit tonight are Argyle Funk.
After you're done writing, roll it up and insert it into your vagina. If you are male, the two instances that worked was 1, the man inserted the paper into his anus, and 2, the man held it around his penis.
Shell game.
His favorite bones for you to touch are his clavicle and pelvic bones. He especially enjoys it when you put pressure on his pubic arch, the converging bones there being the most sensitive.
I like to show him my pelvic arch. Breakfast!
Slowly cover it with sexual fluid. Recom. Or if you have not secreted any fluids, you can lick it and cover it in saliva. Though this has a lower success rate.
It doesn't always trick the ghost.
Bunny bread!
Urban Dictionary definition of ghost dick. The feeling one has after having sex where it still kind of feels like there's something up there. Example. John and I had sex last night and it kind of feels like his dick is still in there. Must be ghost dick.
Must be.
And Amelia Blank. How strange. Interesting story. A spirit with a foot fetish? It could happen, but who knows? Talk about a sexual arch.
Oh my god.
I didn't say that one. That was great.
I fell in love with a little ghost and that was all. Little ghost, one scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love?
Hi, Extra Credit.
Hi.
Hi. So, I didn't know if you guys were aware, but we got Bunny Bread in the call.
What?
Hi, Bunny
Bread. When the hell did this happen? Holy shit, do I get to meet him?
Yeah, you're in it.
Is he as handsome as they say?
I'm under the impression that Bunny Bread is quite familiar with the concept of intercourse.
Oh, yeah, social and otherwise.
My question to Bunny Bread is, have you ever fucked a ghost?
A really pale chick? Yeah, I fucked like trailer parks full of white women.
Was that a yes or a no?
Oh, yeah. Well, wait a second. When we say ghost, do you mean like a special operative CIA chick? Because I fucked them too.
No, somebody who like talks to you for a while and then just disappears without telling you why.
That's me.
Oh.
Only I fuck him first.
Yeah, he's the one that ghosts people.
An apparition.
What?
Have you ever fucked the film The Apparition?
Oh, yeah. These are big words now. Yes.
Have you ever fucked a copy of Call of Duty Ghosts?
Oh, yes. Wait, for a dare? Yeah, I had to get into that fret somehow.
Business or pleasure, Bunny Bread?
I don't want to answer anymore.
I don't. None of this has to do with video games. So,
shit. I'm leaving.
Instead, we're going to be looking at people that have claimed to have sex with like succubi and incubus and ghosts in general,
and skeletons.
Sex skeletons. Seeing sex skeletons at the wharf tonight.
No bones about it.
Oh, shell. Okay, document compiled by Gamer Fuji, Breakfast Malton, and a little bit of help from GirlKisser420. We're looking at ghost fuckers. Yay!
Yay!
Yay.
Oh, ghost
who
fuckers.
You gonna call?
Ghost fuckers incorporate.
So we're going to start, let's see, the New York Times, it looks like.
This seems like a logical starting point, yeah.
I mean, the paper of record, so you know it's got to be good.
We finally made it big.
This is an interview with actress Paz de la Huerta? I don't remember how to say that last part.
Paz de la Huerta.
I'm going to be the interviewer, and Shell, why don't you be Huerta?
Okay.
You said once that Elvis's ghost gave you an orgasm in his recording studio at Graceland. That's unbelievable.
I was with my ex-boyfriend and had to beg him to go to Graceland. I felt like he was jealous of Elvis because I've always been infatuated with him, which is hysterical because he's passed away.
That's hysterical.
You can't like people who are dead.
Dead.
You need to forget
he's
about
slapper.
Them.
Yeah.
Your ex-boyfriend, the singer Scott Whelan?
Yeah. So I went to his recording studio because sometimes the sensitive people feel him in this room, and I stood in this corner and I felt him. Well, what can I say? I felt him touch me.
When you say he touched you, you mean in a Hitachi magic wand kind of way?
In a hibachi grill kind of way? You got burned right in your private area?
He vibrated his hand really fast, like the Flash, and just...
The hibachi grill kind of way?
There it is.
I mean, come on. He's a ghost. I felt his spirit go through me and give me pleasure. I experienced that when my cat died.
Pleasure?
Your cat pleasured you?
Pleasure?
Scott Whelan was there to comfort you in an odd way.
Ghost cat pleasure.
Or wait, did your cat die on the hibachi grill? What were you eating?
I don't want to talk about it, but yes, okay, he was there for me.
Did the cat give her an orgasm? I'm confused.
Wait, was your cat named Scott Whelan? Are you just full of shit?
Her cat was named Elvis.
Oh, no. She waited until I got home from Sundance, and she passed away the second she was in my arms.
That's considerate of that cat.
It's because you forgot to feed her, yeah, goddammit.
You killed a cat.
And I felt her spirit go through my body. But this was different. It was like Elvis was tickling me with a feather.
Yeah, that's exactly what Elvis tickling me with a feather feels like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Alright. So we're gonna get away from that crazy and go to a truly sane place, experience project.
Finally a place with credentials.
Yeah. They got a blue check mark and shit.
Seriously, I was sick of this weird, crazy New York Times bullshit. Credible news source, experience project.
Yeah, let's go to where the real news is made. Experience project.
That's what the tagline is.
Bunny Bread,
mm-hmm.
Why don't you go ahead and take that second post there?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I've brought you here today to explain something near and dear to my heart. Twice I have had sexual contact with ghosts. Yes, indeed. Please, please, stay seated until the end. Although I may be a very sexual person, I am also a very shy person. That's why I gathered you all here to sit down and listen to me. I work in healthcare and consider myself to be very sane, thank you.
I'm very sane. Take my word for it.
Points made my point clearly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, continuing, although now I have sometimes felt the presence of ghosts, for example, dot and dot, I was brought up in an old house with high ceilings. Victorian type, exclamation point. Lovely houses, really. I believe this is written by the president. I always felt someone sitting on the side of my bed. I could feel the covers getting heavy.
I only fucked the best ghosts.
I could feel the covers getting heavy and pulling, so to speak. No, I was sleeping, lol.
I think that just means you need to get your house leveled, but that's just my opinion.
Well, again. Save everything till the end. The past few months, though, I have felt often that feeling that you are being watched. Parentheses, the feeling when you have to shut a door because you know someone is watching you. Yes. I mean, yeah. I get that often. Okay. I get a lot of unusual presence at work. Also, like the lifts going randomly and no one coming out of them.
Oh, you're British.
I mean, for example, yeah. Hey, I picked the right accent almost. And hearing doors closing on the floor above you. Oh my god, doors closing. Yet everyone is sleeping when you immediately check the rooms, lol. Last night is a prime example. My alarm went off. To get up, I hit the snooze, although I was too lazy to get up out of bed. So lay on my side and thought of what I had to do that day with no notion whatsoever to get out of bed as per... I like to sleep with the edge of the cover over my mouth.
What?
I like to sleep with the edge of the cover over my mouth, Connor.
It muffles the screaming.
she really believes that you eat 7 spiders in your lifetime, and she'll do everything she can to keep it from happening.
I used to just shove an entire pillow in my mouth, but it's like a comfort, and it's also a sign for when I'm tired as I use my top or jacket or scarf. It's a sign what? For when I'm tired. Sometimes I forget I'm tired.
It's a sign from God.
Well, the cover kept yanking from my mouth down, which annoyed me, and then suddenly feeling like I had been inserted below, I quickly went from on my side to my back where I couldn't move.
When you say inserted...
I don't know what any of these words truly mean, but I'm going to keep reading now. I kept clutching to the covers, which I could feel being tugged from me, which I held on with dear life. I kept feeling down below, being touched and spread, so to speak, and I couldn't move my legs for some time. As much as it was erotic, it was scary as hell. I heard my child move in the next room, and
not
then my
cool.
Yes, damn child, moving.
Let me have this.
This is the most Mama's gotten in a long time, baby. I heard my child move in the next room, and then my covers became less resistant to my grasp. And it was
you got a kid, I'm out of here.
That was it. Oh, this was me. Oh, I remember now. I felt like I was being penetrated, and hands or something was separating my labia. Maybe it was another pillow. No, I wasn't drunk, and I don't do drugs. About 2 months ago, I just got into bed, and I was wearing a nightshirt. And all of a sudden, something grabbed my collar and yanked me to the opposite side of the bed.
Why?
It was my child. Let's say I slept downstairs on the sofa that night, let's say. Oh, 3 exclamation points, people.
She has a really neglected husband. She just forgot about him.
Oh, you're still married to me, aren't you?
All right, so Argo, why don't you go ahead and take
that? This time it didn't tickle me?
Yes.
This time it didn't tickle me. If you've read my kinky and invisible tickler story,
of
proceed.
Of course I have.
Otherwise, read that before you begin this.
Okay, so
I was
backtrack.
Able to be alone for another week, and as I was expecting, the ghost, who loved to mercilessly tickle me, did so on numerous occasions. But a few days were very different. The ghost had me pinned to the ground, I on my back, and was wearing my roller hockey jock strap.
Right, well, that's what is wont to do.
So it's a regular Thursday.
It was tickling my feet, sides, and genitals to seemingly no end.
All at the same
but I
time?
Was still delightfully. Yes, it had 3 hands.
I don't think that third one was a hand.
But I was still delightfully laughing and enjoying the erotic torture my kinky ghost was giving me. It eventually ended, and I thanked it, thinking it was gone for the moment. To catch my breath, I turned over onto my tummy and relaxed.
Oh, no.
Your tummy?
Oh, no.
I'm a mature person. I say tummy.
I torture my tummy.
I go flippy floppy.
The ghost is going to go through the back door.
Oh, no. After a few moments, I felt the ghost's gentle hands go over my butt.
Oh!
You mean oh.
It was
you
trying
mean real,
to give
real.
Me a passionate massage. I was totally relaxed at first, but then the ghost had spread my butt apart, surprising me in an instant.
Don't go in there!
As I look back to await the ghost's next move, I felt something prod my butt.
Oh no, it's
this
just aliens.
This made me utter...
You didn't say anything about aliens.
This made me utter a millisecond of a yelp. And a Five few stars. More times. Since it did it a few more times, not before long, something big and invisible was entering me. I shrieked as whatever it was began slowly moving in and out of my butt.
What do you think it is?
The national debt.
Why is it so confusing?
It's the hand of the market.
The invisible dick of the market, yeah.
I'm getting penetrated in the ass by capitalism every day.
It took me a bit to think about it past the weird tingly feeling, and I realized that the ghost had begun having sex with me.
You just now realized that?
What?
I think this ghost is horny, guys.
For the duration of the ghost's conquest, I moaned.
I think this ghost wants to be more than friends.
I moaned since it hurt a little bit, but the ghost had me covered, and it tickled my feet to help me forget about the hardly at all pain. The ghost finished, and I felt a soft kiss on my back. I just laid there, without a thought of what to do or say. As the day turned to night, I was still in shock from what the ghost had done. I tried to remember all the tickling he gave me, but still I couldn't shut out the sex. Evening turned into night, and the ghost had tickled my foot slowly and passionately before I went to bed, in an effort to make me feel at ease.
Nothing makes me fall asleep easier than getting my feet tickled.
You just laid there all day and got tickled by a ghost. You didn't have anything else to do.
Just laying there all day in his jockstrap.
Tickled slowly and passionately at that.
I got a call from my boss saying, where the fuck are you?
But I still wasn't convinced and fell asleep. During that night, in my slumber, I could vaguely feel the ghost having sex with me again as I laid naked on my back.
Is he still laying on the floor in the middle of his house?
I could even feel my penis slowly moving around, being tickled as well as my feet, and I am guessing the moans in my sleep only fueled the ghost to let it keep going. It eventually ended, and the ghost kissed my lip as I breathed heavily. Suddenly, I woke up to find myself naked, my penis spent, and all other evidence of the ghost's sexual encounter with me. I didn't fall asleep for the rest of the night. The next morning, though, I exited my bedroom casually wearing my shirt and a tight pair of boxer briefs. While looking outside as the sun glistened the morning dew, the ghost felt my hard bulge from behind.
Yeah, get him back.
Knock it off.
I tried to stop it, but the ghost's touch just couldn't let me. It felt so passionate, soothing, and relaxing, I eventually found myself bending over with a smile on my face.
Is the ghost just like code word for, like, live-in boyfriend?
Yes. The ghost slid down my undies and began having sex with me once again. This time, I allowed him to love me.
Wait, you let him love you before, too. How? Oh, okay. Keep going, I'm sorry.
Is this like an SVU episode from the night before? It's just
oh no.
This is Stockholm Syndrome.
Non-consensual ghost.
Stockholm Syndrome? Yeah. During, I put one of my legs on the counter to make it easier for the ghost. It tickled my genitals, which made me squeak out broken laughs. And the way it saw me being pushed by his invisible force made its hand caress my bare back. It ended soon after, but the ghost held on to me, and I held on to it, feeling another passionate kiss.
The way it saw me being pushed by his invisible force.
Against my immovable object.
Imagine seeing this through the window.
I think about this when I was making this talk about what these people were just, like, doing.
Yeah.
Like, laying on the ground, just, like, moaning.
The classic game of,
kind of yoga? Oh, wait, damn.
This is a game of charades that you won't invite your parents to.
And now for the epilogue. To this day, the ghost still tickles and has sex with me. I have never felt so loved in all of my life.
We've been married for 3 years now.
My imaginary friend is my only friend.
Oh, that was a sad ending.
Breakfast.
Oh, man.
I got something for you called Gay Incubus. Can it have AIDS? I'm sick of it!
What's it about?
I'm sick of AIDS, too.
I think we're all sick of AIDS. Where are we?
We're at ghoststories.com.
Yourghoststories.com. Okay. We wish you a scary Halloween!
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, this is a Halloween special. I forgot to mention that.
Ooh, foggy.
Happy Halloween, everybody. I'm a guy, and I'm bisexual. I've been encountering what I think is an incubus for the past 2 years. At the beginning, I thought I just had nightmares, and that waking up paralyzed was something to not pay attention
to. It's just what you do.
I thought it was just sex dreams that I had, until one day I was sleeping and the incubus violently took my covers off. Since then, I've been sleeping within my sister's room. Ooh.
In her bed.
It went away for some time, but then it started again. We poured holy water all over the house and called in a church group and a priest, but it just wouldn't go away.
A church group? Just like, what, like a
Our
Bible
house
study?
Is soaked.
So the church group and the priest came in after they dumped holy
Youth
water.
Youth group came in and they brought their N64 and they were playing all their games.
And the first thing they did was say, what the fuck are you doing sleeping with your sister, weirdo?
Why is your house all wet? I read that it can suck the life out of you or so. I also noticed that it would be an incubus, meaning a guy. This is the worst part about this for me.
How did you notice that?
I noticed this because I felt anal and oral sex forcefully. It bothers
me. Oh, it's sucking the life out of you. Hey.
Hey, it bothers me when I'm asleep, but only has sex with me during the day. During the night, I wake up paralyzed, but with no sex.
Oh, tease.
Hell yeah.
Blue balls, man.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
Oh, you do? Good. Yeah. Can a succubus not use a strap-on?
I don't know. I only have experience with incubus.
You said you had an answer.
There's no such thing as a ghost strap-on. Don't be silly.
Does a strap-on have to be, like, a real one and they have to, like, move it? Or they're ghost strap-ons that are, like...
I don't know, they can push each
we're
other.
Thinking about this too
I think
hard.
We're getting too into semantics here. One night I woke up paralyzed and felt as if my soul was being sucked out of me. Sucked.
It was like some sort of...
Out of where?
Sleep paralysis.
Hell no, it was real, shut up. That's when I decided to go to sleep with my friend. This person is just moving into everybody's bed.
Yeah. It's quite the
it's
excuse.
Like a bed vagrant.
Can I sleep with you? You know, the ghosts...
Mommy, I had another bad dream where the incubus put his woohoo in me, and I just want to sleep with you tonight.
Jeremy, you're 35.
That's why I'm naked.
Alright, I just threw up. I slept every day at his house for like 2 months with little... I'm just moving in now!
Well, what? He meant little brother.
Also, I couldn't pay my rent this last 2 months. Just
I'm eating all your Pop-Tarts, I hope you don't mind.
And if you just want to let me yiff the otter, none of this...
This would be the weirdest excuse for mooching I've ever seen. See this shit on Judge Judy.
I slept every day at his house for like 2 months with little bother until I decided to go back to my house. No bothering to me.
Oh, what made you do that?
Well, sometimes you long for a man's touch. He told me that sometime after I left, he woke up and a skinny man with a demon-like face was just there, staring at him. A week after the incident, me and other friends went over to play video games and just randomly started talking about it after midnight. Suddenly, we heard something run across the attic, and the dog started barking at the empty hallway. The door was open. A lot of neighbors have told me that there's been a huge bat flying around my house and stops in the light post in front of it. They say it's huge. I'm sick of this thing not letting me sleep, and I want it to go away. I thought it was just me because I have a disorder where if I'm super sleepy, I can have hallucinations. But before I started, I had no idea what an incubus was. I thought I had a real thing, but then I realized that I had a made-up fake thing.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
That was close.
I'm scared of yelling and scolding this man, this ghost, because I hear they can get mad and hurt you. I've tried praying in my sleep, but I feel if the demon gets mad and I feel a stronger energy, I want this thing out. Do you know any ways I can make them go away? Many people think it's my imagination, but no, it's not. I have woken up with this smelly, sticky goo resembling to sperm.
It keeps coming out of my dick. I don't understand.
Why is the ghost making cummy? I just happened to wake up from it bothering me. I'm scared of contracting some sort of disease from it. I just want to know.
Ghost AIDS.
I just want to know. Can an incubus be gay? And can it pass on any diseases? Because I noticed after waking up some sticky goo sperm-like. How can I stop it? Any ideas?
Tell it you want to get involved further. That'll scare away. You want to have a commitment.
Maybe if you take it out to dinner, it'll stop.
Yeah, just
ask it to move
to
in.
Maybe if you wrap up your torso in some sort of, I don't know, plastic
maybe
wrap
if you
or something.
Fall asleep in a chastity belt?
Why? Why do we have to? Why?
Just tell him to put on a condom, for God's sake.
Yeah, that'll help the most.
What the fuck happened?
Somebody didn't want to clean their house for a while, so they lived with some of their friends and were like, no, the incubus.
Stop, you're coming all over my guest bed. Stop it.
That was the incubus, I swear.
Got any more of that pastaroni?
He's using my dick. My dick is possessed.
They're like, can you please leave? And it's like, no, the ghost might have an STD.
Okay, I'm BWOU123. This is my post. I know who it is.
Who is it?
Who is it?
I'll tell you, shut up. I was 25 years old at the time. I was lying alone on my bed on my stomach with nothing but a t-shirt on as I looked online. I was online looking through some personal ads of females.
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 I've heard of these females.
I've been looking to hire some.
I clicked on one ad, and girl in the picture had a low shirt on showing a lot of cleavage. I moved the...
Oh, my.
Necessary detail. All right.
I moved the page up from the picture to read the text. I felt something or someone grab my hand and move the mouse back to the picture. I swear it was someone else's hand. And my eyes just stared, as if frozen, at the girl's breast for a few minutes. Suddenly I was stroking my cock and...
Hey, my text is down here, pal.
Next time a girl says, my eyes are up here, just tell her it's a ghost, making you look. Works every time.
Why would... No, that's not okay. We shouldn't lie about these things. This is a very serious story.
You're right, I'm sorry.
Then my head was turned to my TV. On it was another woman with a low top showing a lot of cleavage, too.
What a coincidence.
Oh my god, they're everywhere!
I'm always watching the Cleavage channel.
Invasion of the Titty Showers.
Then I heard a man's voice in my head saying, please lay under me.
Oh.
Could you bottom for me?
I thought for a while, and then ampersand then said, okay.
Why not?
Well, okay. Well, that's consensual.
The thing about this is that every single person here is, like, really open to the idea of fucking the ghost.
It's almost like they're fucking morons.
It's almost like they're making it up.
I don't know what in the world would possess me to say yes,
but... I get it.
I think it's your dick.
But now I know it was a ghost that controlled my thoughts.
Yes.
Why would he ask?
I swear, I'd never lay under that dude if it weren't for the ghost.
Your Honor, it was just a ghost controlling my thoughts.
Oh, okay. Case is missed.
Thank you.
I took off my t-shirt. Ampersand was nude. I lay on my back with my legs open. I could feel someone going in ampersand out of me, yet I saw nothing. I felt the ghost move into my body ampersand, flip me over on all fours. Whoa.
That's actually pretty intense.
I felt myself rocking ampersand forth. I asked who he... is ampersand, my body was suddenly positioned with my arms spread out and my legs crossed, and a man's voice who said, who does this remind you of?
Oh god, don't say your father.
Wait, Jesus?
I know some may not believe this, and I don't either at first, until I heard other women say they had the same experience.
So who was it? You said you know. You didn't answer
the question.
And
that man was Albert Einstein.
Wow.
Yeah, he's horny.
Let's get physics, Cole.
Well, it'd be like, let's get metaphysical.
Let's go down to this post called Guardian Angel Incubus. Shell, you're Sukiri? Sukiri?
I'm Sukiri. Oh, hey. I'm in Oregon.
Yay!
Fancy that. For the past few years, I've had a... well, not a problem per se. It's more of a manifestation, though the word sounds unnecessarily harsh. It started 3 years ago, when I was in the 7th grade. Oh.
Oh, no!
It was a...
Okay, let's tread lightly.
Do you want to just age this up?
Yeah, it started 3 years ago, back when you were serving in WW2, now you're writing...
I was going over my 401k.
Yeah.
Okay, this gets fucking insane, so...
Let's go!
Oh my god!
Let's pretend this person is 21 all of a sudden.
I'm 30,000 years old, I just went into my 7th grade body.
Okay.
It was a mid-February evening, and I was just getting home from the drop-in. Officially, Home Youth and Resource Center. I threw my backpack carelessly behind my doorway and hung my jacket up like usual. I was aware of my psychic abilities, precognitive dormancy, and Lego dormancy. The ability...
Say home.
She can build Legos without using her hands.
The ability to entice others and, while they are in a dormant state, accurately read their pasts, like watching a scrapbook of pictures taken as if their eyes were a camera. That's how scrapbooks work.
Can we just pretend it had to do with Legos?
I'm rebuilding their past with Legos.
There it is. Okay.
But I didn't know I was able to see ghosts.
Yeah, now it gets stupid and ridiculous.
What a surprise.
My mother was shot and killed when I was less than a year old, and my father went to jail behind it.
Behind the mother?
They're too unrelated. These events are mutually exclusive.
He went to jail behind the jail.
Oh,
this person had the worst like year.
See,
of their
there's
life.
The jail, and then there's the jail that white people used to go to.
Approximately a month before that, my twin died suddenly, and nobody ever knew why. My maternal grandmother suspected a foreign entity.
Damn Irish.
But she never...
Oh, were you Alex Jones?
Foreign Alex entity! But she never told anyone. Apparently it tried to kill me too. Maybe that's why I'm able to see them. Because this is sense. Like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is more like okay. The Unborn.
Sure. Something cold swept over me and I got goosebumps.
So R.L. Stein. That explains.
My paternal grandpa, who I live with, usually kept the house at 73 degrees Fahrenheit. The digits had just switched places.
Oh no, slightly above freezing.
And it turns out I had dyslexia.
Grandpa's like, why the fuck is our power bill so expensive?
It only lasted a few moments, which struck me as odd. Sure, it was winter, but both of my windows were locked shut, my door was closed, and both fans were off. That night, I had went to bed after doodling for a while. The next morning, I woke up, and the papers had been spread about my desk. On the topmost page was written Japanese text. At that time, I couldn't read Japanese.
I like how this implies that she can read Japanese.
I am very good at reading Japanese now, you guys.
I'm so kawaii.
I'm going to teach English in Japan, and I'm going to marry a really, really cute older boy. I disregarded it and went to school like every other day. No one ever got on me for my truancy, even though I only went every other day. After a few years, I'd gotten used to having a ghost around.
He was nice, you know, cleaned up.
It was really nice.
Paid his share of the rent.
Yeah.
This story ages itself.
He was quiet, respectful, peaceful. One night, I got into bed, and as soon as I touched the quilt, something cold laid its hand on my groin. By then, I'd learned the entity's name.
Bailey,
I said.
What are you doing?
That's when I first heard his voice. He had a beautiful tenor voice, which responded,
Relax. I'm not going to hurt you.
Please drive up to the second window.
Was he wearing scuba gear at the time?
I didn't realize this was an ASMR story.
I was instantaneously robbed of the ability to speak. I started to harden as the friction added warmth to the odd sensation. Half of me regrettably wanted to stay. The other half was creeped right the hell out. But I stayed put as the spirit coaxed me closer and closer to orgasm.
Delicious.
It's now been almost 4 years.
That's a long orgasm.
This year, I'll be a sophomore. Bailey seems to age with me.
Ghosts don't age.
They do.
Oh, Jesus, were you just looking in a mirror?
Casper the friendly teen ghost.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I
just read the next sentence.
In seventh grade, he looked like a seventh grader. Tonight, he looks just as old as I am. As I looked up at him from my keyboard, he smiled his cute uke smile, and I can't help but smile back. This is the boy
It's a yaoi! We were reading a yaoi this whole time.
I told you I was going to go meet his cute older boy in Japan.
When did this happen?
This is the boy I can honestly say I love. the boy to whom I gave my virginity, the spirit who I've had sex with many times.
The mayor I adore.
It sounds like a bunch of bullshit as I read what I just...
Bullshiatsu massage, yeah, I've heard of it.
He massaged my bullsh... Oh, never mind. It sounds like a bunch of bullshit as I read what I just typed back to myself. Am I crazy?
Probably.
Clearly not.
Oh, okay.
There are a bunch of other stories just like this.
That's empirical evidence right there. Proof.
Yes, proof. Still, I wonder if I'm an idiot for loving a ghost.
No. Just like you're not crazy, it's fine.
Yeah, we're all idiots when it comes to love, honey. It's okay.
Hey, I'm incredibly sane.
Love makes us do stupid things like make up a ghost for us.
Every day, I fear I might come home. And he's not there to welcome me.
Once the antipsychotics start kicking in.
My brother Saxton and I are the only ones who can see him. Saxton likes to watch us when he touches my groin. That wasn't in the text.
Oh.
My maternal grandma passed away in 2010. I never knew if she could see him or not. My brother pretends not to see him because because every time he does see him, we're usually either sleeping together in the literal sense of the phrase, or you get it, R.
You guys are pirates?
Yeah. Arr. You gotta reread this whole thing in a pirate voice now. Sorry, you messed up.
Yep, start over.
Also, I like how it's implying that your brother watches you sleep.
Yeah, he watches you sleep and he watches you fuck, the ghost.
It doesn't make any sense to me, though. Usually ghosts aren't that vocal and really aren't that physical.
Oh, he's a screamer.
Oh, gross.
Why is this one so unique? And why am I blessed to have him? Any thoughts?
None that you want
to
hear.
I just want to say... Every comment is just everyone saying hi to the ghost.
Wow.
Give him a hand before me.
You should hear him for yourself.
Tell the nice internet people I say hi.
Hi, Bailey.
By the way, Bailey says hi.
Yeah, looking through the comments, there's a lot of like, oh, that's really cool. Tell him hi.
Everyone's so supportive and so believing of this person.
Tell him I say konnichiwa from over here. Come and visit me, lol.
Adide says, I'm very scared of ghosts. I do not want to experience it. By the way, hi to Bailey! And then, like, a squinty face.
Jitao just has a wall of text here.
Yeah. Oh, he talks about Jesus.
Oh, he wants him to convert.
Whoa, he's trying to exorcise the ghost.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? My name's Jitao. Yes. Even though you have had a long relationship with this entity, there is no way that it has ever been a human being, alright? Just your fact, okay? I'm dealing in the realm of facts here.
I agree, Jitao.
I think that
I really agree.
Okay, so remember, the demonic can manifest in any way they want, and many of them manifest in a way that is non-threatening. That is where the term familiar spirits comes from. If human spirits were reality, they would most likely not have the ability to gain enough strength to simulate a sex act, and human spirits do not have the ability to manipulate your dreams, okay?
Yeah, more maybe fast. Not you, Beta.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I try. This is definitely not a guardian angel, but I really do think it's an angel because of the deception it has put you through. That's what angels do. They lie
angels
to you.
Angels are liars.
Yeah.
And manipulative.
I'm an expert. It sounds very much like a fallen angel, right? God creates angels as 100% spirit. His only other intelligent creation was us, and he created us in his image.
Hey, you're not giving God that much credit right now.
I know him. A fallen angel can manifest as some kid and seem to grow older as you do. They can manifest as starships and 12-foot aliens, and yes, of course, high school boyfriends. I mean, those are the three things they can manifest as.
One time I got fucked by a starship, but that's a story for another day.
No, that was the band. Okay. All angels rebelled against God and were ejected from heaven, right? Unfortunately, there's no good in them. And they do not have souls as we do, so they cannot be redeemed as we can.
Okay, so the funny thing is that this could still be an anime.
I'm pretty sure it is. My fallen angel... XXX.
This ain't my fallen angel XXX. Our redemption comes through knowing God through his son Jesus Christ. You've heard of him, yeah?
He's a friend of mine.
I'm not trying to push religion on him.
Fucking name dropper.
He's got big blonde hair, got an awesome sword. Okay, you know him. He's Jesus. Okay, I'm not trying to push religion on you. I'm trying
yes,
to
you are. You
the spiritual realm as God created it. If you do not believe in God, you are still subject to his sovereignty, and your disbelief does not change the fact that he created all things and has told us, those who believe in him, how those things work, right? I know that it is convenient and you think it is the coldest thing ever. There's nothing colder. It will treat you nicely until it is no longer convenient for it to do so. There will come a time when it will call the shots and you will either obey it or be tormented, separated from all that you love. I know that you've had a very difficult upbringing, you know, what with fucking yourself and all, but there are many nose guys out there and they would be care for you immensely. So this is bad.
This person is like, I'm in the friend zone because of a fucking ghost.
why don't chicks like all the nose guys? They always go for the bod boys.
Those uke ghosts.
This is bad, all right? I don't care if I got you through classes or whatever. Who's fucking mid-class?
They never know.
There will come a time to pay the piper, and the price will be your eternal soul. Be very careful. Ask what it thinks about Jehovah God and Jesus Christ, and see what sort of reaction you get, huh?
When did Daffy Duck become so religious?
Come back here and let us know. Yeah. Come back and say it to our face. Yours to yourself and to the ones that love you to test the spirit, and that is the best way to know its intentions. My name is G Tao. Peace out.
Hey,
peace
out, G Tao. It's Tsukiyari again.
Hey!
I now write in early November. It is November 12th, 2011, 12:46 a.m. I disagree with some of the posters here, and maybe it's not as intrinsic as I see. Perhaps my eyes aren't fully open, but Bailey's been with me for years now. He's traveled with me to most places I go, and it's because of him I've been able to concentrate in my classes this year. It is because of him.
All the pounding that helps you concentrate.
It's Bailey just a tulpa.
Yeah.
It's because of him that I'm able to wake up most mornings with a smile on my face as a result of the dreams he gives me. He's become a major influence in my life, especially since I grew up with an incredulous family, and since
half of them was dead. Does incredulous mean all
my
of them
dead family
dead?
Doesn't believe in ghosts.
And since I've had depression forever.
For the rest of my life.
Therefore, I've come to trust him, and if it's a mistake, I thank you for your warning, but I'm afraid I must ask you to stand down.
Or I will shoot you.
Aw, yeah.
I've seen other entities that are much, much more unstable and violent than Bailey. I've never seen ones like Bailey.
Yeah, it's the spirits that are unstable.
But this doesn't mean he isn't legitimate. I trust him, and I love him, and I will until he convinces me otherwise or shoots me and goes to jail. With all due respect, me, heart.
That's how I thought I lived. Hey, can I just say, I think I want a Bailey of my own. It's like a nice deal.
You want a nice uke incubus to...
Just in time for Christmas, my best Bailey dolls.
Do I want to know what uke means? Because I guess I've never watched that kind of
movie. It's uke. It's
so
a ukulele.
So he plays the ukulele?
Yeah.
Aw, he's Tiny Tim. She's being fucked by Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim. Argyle.
Hello.
We're going to head over to paranormalqa.com. I want you to read this post called, Is It Possible to Get Pregnant by an Incubus?
Am I, Gregnant? Is it possible to get pregnant by an incubus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It can happen to you too.
I have been having incubus experiences since January. I was too scared to stop it. It would come to me as soon as I lay in bed. Wow, he's
like not a dog. Very,
doesn't have much stamina, huh?
Hey, you awake? He was texting.
At first, I wondered why it didn't come to me because I was getting used to it. And then, on the Monday, I started my monthly gift.
That's the worst euphemism for that I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, incubus visits are no gift.
I don't think that's the gift.
No, that's not what the gift is.
But you know, it's not a heavy flow like it used to be. It's just drips
of blood. That's totally an incubus.
Oh, you're right.
Oh!
It's like the scene from The Shining.
I usually tuck in my stomach when I exercise, but I can't tuck it in as much. It feels as though there's a little body in there. I went to the doctor.
Oh, you're British now.
Yeah. I went to the doctor and he pressed it in. He looked shocked but didn't say anything. Before this happened, I kept having dreams that I was pregnant and single.
Well, that could never happen.
Oh no, single.
The child was always a boy with blonde hair. In the end, the child would grow up to be evil, no matter what I told him as a young boy.
Just fell asleep to Rosemary's Baby. God.
No matter how much I hit the child, he'd always grow up to be evil.
Stop
I don't
watching
understand.
Game of Thrones before you get mad.
Yesterday, when I was listening to music, I could feel a hand touch my stomach, but nobody was doing it.
Yeah,
I felt comforted.
Asked.
But when I felt that hand on my stomach, I would always feel a slight foot kick from inside me. I'm scared. If I'm not pregnant, I would be relieved. But if I am, I don't know what I'll do. I do not have a boyfriend, nor have I had intercourse with a human. Asked by Daylight.
You know there's a really easy way to figure out if you're pregnant, right?
What?
Uh-oh. You ask God, and he tells
you. You pray, or you touch your stomach, and you ask the baby itself. Are you in there? Knock on it.
Are you there, baby? It's me, Dayla.
You know, legally, you have to tell me if you're in there, baby. It's like federal law.
You gotta show me your badge.
I'm Emma Nazera in the comments, and I responded 3 years later.
Hang on, you're not pregnant yet.
Hi, Dayla.
I mean, she's already the baby's like 3 years old now and evil.
Hi, Arity. From what you describe, it could simply be a ghost that still loved sex. I suggest you scroll to the bottom of this page and follow the link through to white light shields, and use the house ones around your home from now on to keep out unwanted visitors.
Is she on the grift? Is she trying to sell things?
No, this is legitimate.
Why would they ever try to take advantage of these people and sell them things?
Yeah, what about them seems gullible to you?
Go to paypal.com.
If it had been an incubus, you would be in no doubt that something was having sex with you. They feed on the terror you feel, not just poke around a bit and then move on. I'm very sensitive to your needs. They tend to return to their victims if they can. Dot dot, which is why the shields are helpful. Dot dot. So no, I don't think it was an incubus, just a ghost still living the activities it practiced while alive.
You know, date rape.
Love and peace, Emma.
Teens, talk to your parents if your ghost is sexually active.
So that didn't answer the question at all, but okay.
I feel like there's a lot of unanswered questions. I don't know why this is surprising to you.
I guess life is just an unanswered question.
Yeah.
So.
Am I Gregnant? Am I Pregananant?
How Ooget Pregante?
I guess Emma is probably the one that runs this place, because she's like...
all over.
Yeah, she's replying to everyone.
Hey man, go down to the other shields and shit at the bottom of the page.
She has a... her name goes to her website, Sacred Gates.
Ooh.
Now I need to see this.
Whoa, that's a cult.
Alien UFO truth. Oh, that's done. Also that's a friend of paranormal.
Oh man, I was hoping it would be all, like, Heaven's Gate.
Let's move on to the next section.
Let's go on over to demonbuster.com.
Who are you gonna call?
Oh, fuck!
Going to DemonBuster.com plays music.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yes, I remember this. It plays this.
There's
can
no
we,
way.
Can we just splice? Can we just edit that one into the podcast?
Yeah, mute tab. Okay.
There's no place to turn it off.
You gotta mute the tab.
Can you turn off the love of Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
No. So can you turn off the music of Jesus Christ? Hell no.
Yeah.
Deliverance manual. No demons allowed. Preface, why don't you, I don't even know what the fuck this is.
Incubus and succubus. Incubi and succubi. Demon that have intercourse with you. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to forgive me all of my sins. I repent, Lord.
Preface, can you give me, like, Southern Baptist preacher?
Yeah, you know how to
Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I repent, Lord. Come into my life. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. With your help, I will stop sinning, in quotes. Now, my good friend John, 5:14 p.m., said that. Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you about some demons. Let me tell you about some demons, folks.
Tell me about them demons.
I got four types of demons to teach you about. First, we're going to talk about incubus. That's a spirit of demon thought in medieval times. This lie on sleeping persons, especially women, with whom it sought sexual intercourse. The second type...
It would just lay on top of
the
them.
The second type of demon is a succubus.
It was a very white bread, milquetoast fucking lover.
In folklore, a female demon thought to have sexual intercourse with sleeping men. Now let me tell you about the second class of demons. Incubi! Demonic sexual attacks on females may be caused by sexual sins, witchcraft spells, curses of lust, inherited curses, being abused, can attack children!
Oh no.
Now let me tell you about the other side.
I like how they cited their source that the definitions came from Webster's Dictionary.
That means it exists.
It's a good source, trust me. Succubi. Demonic sexual attacks on males may be caused by the same as incubi above. Forget medieval times and folklore. These demons are for real. These demons have sex with both men and women. Heathen demons, and you know it. It is not a dream, and it is not your imagination.
You're right, I'm in denial.
If you have encountered this situation, deliverance and spiritual welfare can't stop it.
The movie about fucking a pig can stop
it? Pop in some good old backwoods rape.
Ned Beatty rape can stop anything, really.
A woman called us once and told us about these demons, and that she was afraid to go to sleep because of it. She said that the demons would often lift her bed up in the air and drag her across the floor. Another woman wrote to us and told us that demons were having sex with her as she slept. Her husband, a pastor, said it was just her imagination. Demons
fucking
are for
man.
Real. She did deliverance and spiritual welfare, and we got an email the very next day saying, "Praise the Lord! Oh, what a wonderful night's sleep I had!
Praise
no
the Lord.
Demons attacking my body, none! What
Hallelujah.
A blessing to us receive positive reports once a person does deliverance!" What are the odds that deliverance is like a workout? Like a Christian workout. A female evangelist wrote to us and said, "I know there are countless men and women that this demon sexually abusing them is happening to. Because every Christian woman I've spoken to about it, sex demons, 9 out of 10, it has happened.
Look,
9
Meredith,
out of 10.
Look, Meredith, I want to be frank with you. Have you heard about sex demons?
Any given room in the world, statistically, most of the people in this room have had sex demons happen to them. Yeah. Just saying. Go to our main page and index to find out all the details to get yourself or a loved one set free. Nothing complicated. No money involved. No drugs involved. Just Jesus throughout deliverance. Say it with me. Cast out the demons named Incubus.
Incubus.
Succubi.
All sex-related names.
Praise be. We received following testimony and emails. I just wanted to let you know that I have been battling with this incubus for as far back as I can remember. Even in my childhood, I was sexually molested. Oh, my good God.
Oh.
Let me just skip right past that.
That's not an incubus.
Praise However, Lord, Jesus is Lord. Okay. Nothing else happened here.
Yeah, we're all done now. Should I keep reading?
Nope.
I
think we cast out the demons. We're good.
Let's get to the...
Hey, we're all demon free now.
Let's get to the excerpts.
I just want to give a quick disclaimer for this website. There is no hate, malice, racism, etc. on the site. These are sins in the eyes of God, and are also demons. The Bible makes it clear that sin cannot get into heaven. So, you know?
This is some fucking SJW bullshit.
Yeah, that's why they're,
Oh my goodness. I didn't notice that just clicking on the page turned all the text red.
Whoa! When you click on it, the demons come out. That's what's happening.
Oh, man, that's so good. That's so clever. It's interactive.
Ooh. Oh, there's a spells of magic, Doc.
Yay!
Is it magic or is it magic?
It spells of magic.
Yeah, this one's magic.
Huh. Why'd they spell it wrong?
Because I think they're talking about the card game, aren't they?
Oh, okay, they're talking about, yeah.
Alright, so...
I'm glad we have someone who was smart enough to spot that.
Damn right. I'm here to help you out. Jocks.
This is the first time I've been to Spells of Magic, and it's ugly as shit.
Let me see.
Oh, it's a great place.
Oh no, that looks good. It looks like a like early 2000s eBay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's gorgeous. I love early 2000s eBay. Okay, I got a spell called Call Incubus with Blood.
Incubus
Blood.
Try to dial Incubus with Blood, but this is
dial I for Incubus.
Yeah.
You will need the following items for this spell. A private room.
Yes.
A quiet room.
I need multiple rooms.
Yeah, lots of rooms needed.
A private room is recommended, but a quiet room is essential.
Mm. Greg, you're gonna shut up and let me do my magic?
Yes, can I bring my dad?
Is he quiet?
He's very quiet.
Is he private?
He's a private in the army.
Yeah. Is he lockable? Oh, we haven't gotten there yet.
A lockable room.
Yes, my dad is lockable.
Recommended. White candle, no tea lights.
Yeah, don't go cheap here.
Yeah, bitch.
Incense, paper, pin, needle. Meeting all requirements.
I'm really glad I have my meeting all requirements. I bring it everywhere I go.
This is a ritual and spell for experienced ones. For any human, woman, or man, it will help you summon a succubus or incubus into your life and bed. This ritual and spell does... Spell goes under the categories of summoning, sexual, and erotic.
I know I can summon a succubus or an incubus, but can I also summon a succubi or an incubi? Because those are, like, completely different.
You pulling my fucking chain, bro?
What about the other things we're reading about, like the El Dorado and the El Dora the Explorer? Or whatever that is back there.
Incubus, no.
Please read. Essential means it's absolutely necessary and extremely important. Recommended is an offering. Suggestions about the best course of action, optional, is available to be chosen by you, not obligatory. Okay, and I cite my source, of course, which is Wikipedia. In folklore,
should we maybe just skip these?
Oh, it's the same thing as the fucking Christian guy.
Say you cite three sources: Wikipedia, and personal experience.
Alright, let's go to the personal experience. I had succubus appeared in my dreams many times since 2003, ever since that wild night in Cancun. This succubus took the form of a human woman in order to have sexual intercourse. In a simple word, I had sexual intercourse with a demonic being, lol. I am happy and in good health. I'm not religious, but in my opinion, succubus are part of the djinn group. Djinn or djinn are being of fire. Pure fire or smokeless fire.
She's gotta be one of those because she was hot.
That's a hot djinn.
Damn.
It was played by Shaquille
O'Neal. Girl was smoking.
No, she wasn't smoking, though.
Girl was vaping.
She was You beat me to it.
Requirements. 1. You must be 18 or over to do this ritual.
Damn it.
It's like smoking tobacco. 2.
Yeah, or fucking.
Yeah. If under 18 years of age, you must have your parents or guardians' permission to do this ritual.
Can I summon a fuck ghost?
Mom, Dad, I want to summon a demon and shove my dick into it.
I'm sorry, your dad can't give you permission because he's too quiet.
But you just said he was lockable. Oh, shit.
3. Willing to have sexual intercourse with supernatural demonic entity.
Well, oh man, I would summon a succubus, but I don't know about having sex with it.
I just wanted to hold hands.
Can we just hang out for a bit? Like, can we go to dinner first?
I wanted to watch The Notebook with it. Man, shit.
Man, my floors are really dirty. I wish I had someone to help me vacuum them.
You have little or more experience in the following. Semicolon. Meditation. Void meditation. And lucid dreaming. 5. Void? If you are a beginner like a newbie, then I highly recommend that you don't do this ritual.
Yeah, 6. You gotta be an old oldie to do this one.
Old oldie! 10th
prestige.
There's ghost up in them heels! I seen him! 6. By summoning a supernatural demonic entity. I'm really mad I did this whole thing in the old prospector voice.
I love it.
By summoning a supernatural demonic entity, highly recommend that you don't... You know, demonic entity like a succubus or incubus means they will have sexual intercourse with you whenever they want, like it or not. Remember, succubus and incubus are demonic sex demon.
I don't understand why you would want to do this.
Hello, we are a demonic sex demon! 1, 2, 3!
You can just say bunny bread, it's fine. We're all friends here.
This ritual works at any moon phase, but at best at full moon and in time between 12 to 3 a.m.
Sounds about right.
Mom, can I stay up late tonight to summon a sex demon?
Did you do your homework?
No, you have school in the morning.
Have you seen Dad? We can't find him.
I think he's in there fucking a demon.
Dad's a Milford man.
If you have any little kids sleeping nearby, then do not do this in your apartment!
No.
What if I live in a house?
Then it's fine. You just send them outside.
Yeah, what if I have a teepee?
What if the little kids are awake?
Yeah. Do you have to wake them up before you do it?
I got a really nice Winnebago. That should be fine, right?
Honey. Yeah. Daddy's gonna summon a succubus. You can either watch or go away.
But you gotta leave the apartment.
Just play with your tablet for a little while. It's fine.
The app, Artment.
We skip to step 3. You have to write a letter to Lilith. Do not command her or tell her to obey you, and please don't be stupid like saying, I order you, and etc. Always show respect. Respect. Respect an example. What?
They're giving an example.
Yeah.
... Great Lilith, I seek your blessing. I ask a favor of you, if it please you, etc.
Sick your fuck demon on me.
Yeah, because Lilith can't see around that bullshit.
So ask, like, pretty please, can you, sick of sex demon on me.
Yo, Lilith, can I get my dick wet?
I realized that if this was real, then there wouldn't be such thing as incel. Just saying.
Yeah, why don't they introduce the incel folks to these people?
Step 4, and explain how things are spelled.
Okay, write your thoughts are with it, as in... Right.
But I left them.
As in Bill of Rights.
My thoughts are horizontal
right now. Write your
now.
Thoughts to paper. There is no set limit on how much you should write. Now it's spelled right.
It's not Twitter.
Now we got it.
Wait, now it's spelled right?
No, it's spelled with a W. Request your heart's multiple hearts, so you're a Time Lord. Request your heart's desire, and again, addressing Lilith and thanking her for considering your request.
Send Lilith an RSVP.
Thank you for addressing me. My name's Lilith.
Forward, Lilith. You'll never believe.
And just in the letter with the following sense tense. All these words are my deepest desire. I mean them truthfully and swear to them in name and blood.
Oh, and don't forget to put a return address on the envelope.
Yeah, it's just nice, you know. Okay? It's just
okay, in case. We're sitting down the letter and in meditating. Burn the paper without folding it. Make sure you have the candle burning for at least 30 minutes.
I don't have that much money. I can't afford that big of a candle. I'm on a budget. Can I use a tea candle?
No! You can't. No, you can't use a tea candle.
What if my dad sneezes?
Magic is not a sport for the poor. Get out of here.
Things to expect. You may feel small gusts of cold air brush your cheeks. It doesn't say which cheeks. A tingling on your skin.
I brush my cheeks every night.
Yeah. Present your ass to the open window.
Well, that's actually kind of the next step.
Oh,
a tingling
this.
On your skin that feels as if your hairs have been gently touched, and at some stage your arousal will become so strong.
Your arousal
will become so strong that you will lose concentration.
Hey, it's loose concentration.
Loose concentration. I'm sorry, I'm not used to this many misspelled words.
Yeah, you are. You know you are.
How long have you been doing this?
Long enough, I guess. If that is the case, then say the following. Semicolon. I thank you, daughter or son of Lilith, for coming to me. I welcome you into my life and into my dreams. Now get into my car and ask all other spirits, demons, and entities who have been attracted to my ritual to be gone and leave in peace.
You could have had an orgy, dumbass.
Yeah, you could have had a ghost orgy.
A gorgy.
Yeah, that's the gorgy.
The gorgy apparatus.
No, when you light the candle, you know, you want the incubus or the succubus to come, but sometimes, like, some moths start flying towards the light and everything, and that's just, it's annoying.
So fuck the moths!
Oh my god, there's an Imagine Your Boyfriend.
Do you wanna read the Tumblr stuff? Because I really like the Tumblr stuff, but I don't know if anyone else wants to read
I want to imagine stuff. My ghost boyfriend.
Should we take turns with this? Do you wanna alternate or something?
Let's go Shell, Argyle, Bunny Red, Breakfast, then me.
Okay. Imagine your ghost boyfriend trying to scare you away with noises and stuff, but you really have to stay because the rent is so low.
Moping around because you think he's not scary at all.
Leaving you messages on the steamy mirror. I hate you. Go away.
Putting your books in an alphabetical order while you're asleep.
Spooky.
Not being visible, but you can feel him tuck you in at night.
Watching you masturbate and it turns you on.
Pulling at your guest's hair because he thinks their reaction is hilarious.
This boyfriend sounds like a dick.
Kinda, yeah. Loving that you started to go to bed naked.
Scaring away a rude burglar.
Finally telling you his tragic backstory with a newspaper article. Fuck, he's 100 years old.
Scrooge McDuck, what are you doing here?
Surfing the internet on your laptop and then deleting the browser history. He thinks you don't know, but you do.
He has a fetish for flesh sex.
Just use an incognito window, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Pouting for a week after you brought home a one-night stand.
Darn it, semi-invisible at some point, and holy shit, he's hot! Oh my gosh.
Writing messages on your skin because you can't hear him.
Ugh.
In space, no one can hear you.
Ghost.
Waking you up one day by eating you out.
That's not consensual.
You were awake-ish.
Being very cold, and your limbs are always tangled up during summer.
Are you made of ropes?
I woke up and my hands were tied together. What happened?
Being scared to touch you during winter.
What?
I get all the boring ones.
That's like 3 months. Fucking you so hard on your first time that your bed rocks against the wall and the neighbors think your place is haunted.
I think Bunny Bread is doing his demo reel for 4Kids.
Binge watching your favorite movies with you because he has to catch up with the last 100 years. Babe, have you seen the Citizen Kane movie? Oh my god.
Getting extremely offended by ghost movies, except for the new Ghostbusters. That one's cool.
I'm okay with watching my kind get exterminated because the women were exterminating my kind. I'm a feminist, you see.
Showing up in your dreams that make you wake up wet.
Drawing hearts on your skin.
Like anatomically correct hearts?
It takes a while. Being best friends with someone else's demon's boyfriend, y'all.
Oh my god, someone needs to draw that and put that on Tumblr.
Fucking you against the window where no one can see him, but everyone can see you.
Letting you bring home guys so he can temporarily possess them and really fuck you and tell you all the things that are too long to write out.
Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah.
If I was alive, I would treat you like a queen, but I'm dead, so I can only tread you like a goddess that grants me a safe haven on Earth.
Huh.
Insert bullshit here.
Playing with your hair when he's bored.
Making you shiver when he manages to whisper a ghostly, I love you, against your neck for the first time.
Really, you just gave me ASMR.
I think we should do the bottom, the last part.
Yeah, let's move on.
The last grand finale.
Section.
Oh, fuck.
Here we go.
Where are we going? The very last section?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where are we going?
We're going to Clips for Sale.
Yay! My boner is gone.
You guys can click on the links. Knock yourselves out. Bunny Brad, why don't you do the first one? Violated by a ghost.
Violated by a ghost. Hang on.
Do we have to click on the links?
No, I'm not.
I am.
That doesn't
am.
Help things. Yeah.
It's too late. I already clicked on one.
We
and
all know
it
it's on the other
and,
side.
Downloaded it.
It was on the other side.
How much, I guess that we would need to know how much these cost.
Oh, I guess. Fuck. Right. Okay, I'm clicking it.
Got it. Oh.
What do I see? Is it bad?
Violated by a ghost.
Oh.
From Kobe Lee's Fetish Paradise. Come on down. Get your jerk on.
$15.
This here is $14.99. And length is 39 minutes, people. Hang on, you can't get a better deal. I tell you, you've got to come here to jerk. You've got to stay here to jerk. Susan Morgan, a local news anchor woman, has been investigating the disappearances of multiple women throughout the area when she receives a hot tip. An anonymous caller informs her that Old Lady Doozer's house has some
activity. Old Lady Doozer, please.
Yes, that's right. All the Fraggles were gathered, and then
it's
they went
me,
on
old
down.
Old Lady Doozer.
Down in Clips for Sale.
Some old woman invented by Jim Henson.
She decides to check out the lead and arrives at the house. As soon as she exits her car, a funny sensation takes over her body. Her skirt feels tight around her body, and her underwear feels like it's clinging to her body. She's turning, well, fat, it sounds like. An old lady answers the door and tells Susan about a ghost that inhabits the house. She explains that it strips, fucks, and slimes women. Woman,
it's
just
the ghost
one.
Of Nickelodeon!
And that she better watch out before she becomes the next target. As the old woman is showing her photos of the girls, when a strange sensation takes over her, she starts ripping her clothes off and rubbing herself. Very embarrassed, she gathers her things and leaves quickly. Susan returns the following day to investigate. She snoops through the house looking for clues. She soon enters the room that has a very foul odor and finds a pool of slime on the ground.
Oh my god, is she getting fucked by Slimer?
Yes, indeed.
Don't fuck Slimer.
Do fuck Slimer. No.
You make love to Slimer.
Slimer deserves love. Like
an overwhelming power suddenly causes her to convulse and remove her clothes. She revels the slutty G-string.
It's a merry feast, my good lads.
The power throws her around and has its way with her by fucking her in every orifice of her body, totally violating her.
Yeah, that's what that means. Has its way for her.
Her ears, nose, and throat.
Yep. Every ear, yeah. After the ghost is done, he leaves her covered in slime and in a zombie-like state, only to await her fate. Custom request staring candle box. Lots of upskirt shots, by the way.
What's the category?
Category! Panty fetish, hello!
What's it?
What's the related categories?
It's not like wet and messy, too?
The category is panty fetish, and the related categories are nothing. North America, maybe. Keywords, candle box, supernatural, ghost, slime, messy, fucked, and sucked.
Check out that resolution.
Supernatural really just went downhill since season 4.
Good.
It really didn't.
What happened?
What's the next one here? Of course.
I think whoever reads this should just read the two-part saga.
Okay, Shell?
Oh, yay. Okay, let me get them both loaded. Hold on.
Puff up your chest. This is serious business. These are someone's fetish.
You're right.
Go on, people. Boners are depending upon this.
Oh, the pictures. The gif is horrible.
Yeah.
Austin Flater. Oh, how's she going to get to the Kid Rock concert? Oh, shit. Ghost Inflator.
Oh, no.
From Cutie Kayla's Clip Store. Custom request. I wake up and realize that my snorkel is in my mouth, but it seems to be attached to something else that I can't see. Suddenly, air is being pushed through my snorkel into my mouth and completely filling up my chest. I can barely hold all of this air in me.
My chest rises off the floor. I struggle a bit. And then finally, the air stops and my chest drops back down.
Well, my boners drop back down too.
I gasp and am relieved that I can breathe normally. But not for long. Watch as an unknown source inflates my body over and over again. Multiple camera angles.
I hate this Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
That is 16 minutes of watching this woman get hair blown into her mouth for
For $11.99. Category body inflation.
Yeah. I watched this video, right? And it's like she's breathing, but she doesn't wanna. Yeah.
16 minutes.
What are the categories?
Category body inflation with the related category snorkel gear, bikini, damsel in distress.
I'll save you, my lady.
Desperation and CPR.
That's not what CPR is.
Yeah.
Keywords snorkel, breathing, distress, gasping, choking, bikini, expansion, inflation, body, rescue, tits, denim, tees, brunette.
Next time you're at the beach and someone needs CPR, just blow into their snorkel and they'll come back to life.
Now we need to,
just as the Cat in the Hat came back.
There should be Ghost Inflation 2?
Revisited by the Ghost Inflator!
Revenge of Ghost Inflator.
Truly, this is the Empire Strikes Back of Ghost Inflation fetish videos.
Another 16-minute treasure from Cutie Kayla's Clip Store. Custom request. I wake up suddenly flat on my back, unable to move my arms or legs. I don't see any restraints. Nothing appears to be holding me down. But I can't breathe well either.
This video has less effort than the last one.
Oh no! The Ghost Inflator must have found me again. My mouth is held open with something and someone begins to rapidly fill my chest with air. So much air that I feel I will burst.
I would pay money to see that.
And then the airflow stops, and I'm able to push all of it out of my chest. But I don't even have time to catch my breath. The quick rush of air begins again, over and over. Watch my chest rise and expand with different above POV camera angles.
Who's POV?
I have many other body inflation videos on my previous pages of my store. Category body inflation related bikini CPR damsel in distress POV and voyeur. This one has the keyword ghost this time, even though the first one didn't.
I like the story that this tells of the fact that there was one custom request, and then the sequel was also a custom request. So it's just like, I need more Ghost Inflator. Make me more Ghost Inflator.
The story of Ghost Inflator couldn't be told in one act. You needed more.
Yeah.
Dozer Fleet presents Ghost Inflator.
It's like when they split up the Deathly Hallows into two movies.
Yes.
Can I please read the next one?
Don't look at it. That gif is fucking awful.
Yeah, that is a horrible gif.
Spooky ghost blowjob from Sexy Saffron. Ooh, I'm the ghost of Halloween jacking. Ooh, year I pick a victim. Someone who's jacking it on Halloween night, and I give them a blowjob. But once they come in my mouth, they become cursed with bad luck for the rest of the year.
Ooh, two whole months!
You cannot escape. You may also like Cum Eating Vampire Blowjob, Alien Saffatron Craves Your Cum, and The Bimbo Transformation of Scientist Saffron.
Gotta say, saffron is my favorite spice. So.
Also, I just want to say you can escape. By not paying $10.99 to watch 10 minutes of this.
It's really bad to look at.
Oh, look at this resolution. It's so much bigger than the rest, though.
Haunted hand job!
Damn it!
From Monsters of Cheese! It's Halloween night, and Hot Mom Kathy and her boyfriend are staying at a supposedly haunted hotel. In the old days, it was a brothel, and new ghostly horrors are said to wander the corridors.
The ghostly horse. The ghostly horse.
The big, shadowed, purple ghostly horse.
Except a guy doesn't believe in ghosts. He thinks the whole ghost routine is a bunch of bull. Imagine his surprise, then. 8 minutes later, he's awakened by a slutty-looking young girl in a strangely old-fashioned horror outfit.
What is it?
So what kind of horror are you, exactly?
I'm the old-fashioned king!
I'm just gonna look up at the, preview
here. Granddad's old-fashioned horror.
Before he can ask what the hell is going on, the silent young angel pushes him back and swallows his swollen sperm stick in one go.
What?
You heard him.
My god.
The one skating with a purple emphasis is becoming strange. As the ghost...
Oh yeah, I didn't click on the page until now.
It's like Frank Miller wrote this description. As the ghostly blowjob continues, his girlfriend in some kind of waking dream dazedly sits on his face and watches the sexy specter, and she pumps the guy's penis and...
and?
Finally, the poor guy can't hold back. He blows his load on the angelic dead D.E.D. Hooker's lips... and hair as she continues pumping his pole. Seconds later, she's gone, "It's a true story."
Yay. Are we gonna read Sleep Ghost?
Oh, you know, though, one thing I wanted to say about this one, like, I know Clips for Sale gets a lot of shit, but this one was actually pretty good, mostly for its haunting soundtrack.
It's a very...
Category, hand jobs.
Oh, gross.
$7.99 for 8 minutes.
Hey, you're paying $1 a minute for that.
Is it Preface that hasn't read anything, or is that Argyle?
I haven't read anything on Clips.
Yeah, the last one, go ahead and read that one.
There's actually two. There's two more.
Which one do you think sounds better?
I think I'd rather read The Haunted Apartment.
Okay.
Bianca's Baker's Fetishes. Fresh baked.
Oh my god.
How I want to read
Why
this.
Why is it happening so fast?
Bianca has been showing this house for weeks. No one has wanted to rent it. She finally got someone who is super interested in the property and is showing him around the apartment. They get into the master bedroom and Bianca has to disclose to him about the paranormal activity that's been happening in the house. As Bianca is explaining to Seth that the house is haunted, he laughs at her. He obviously doesn't believe in this nonsense she is saying. Bianca gets a cold chill, followed by a weird feeling. Ooh. She starts taking off her shirt.
Yeah.
Seth asks what he is doing, but she has her shirt off and thrown to the ground, greater than. Seth tries picking it up and covering her. She knocks the shirt out of his hand and starts stripping him. She removes his shirt and shorts, Seth freaks out, grabs himself, and reaches for his clothes and gets out of there as fast as before. He can ask what the hell's going on. The silent young angel pushes him.
Wait. Somebody accidentally copied and pasted part of the description from the last one.
Oh, jeez, hold on.
You'd
be best off reading. So
you're going to have to read from the link here.
Okay, I didn't want to see it, but okay.
Don't worry, it's two very boring-looking white people standing around kinda naked.
Yeah. I like the guys wearing a weed shirt. That's really fun.
I like how fast it's going.
Whoa.
Okay,
Try and keep up with the gif there. Yeah.
It's like old-timey footage of, like, Babe Ruth running the bases.
Bianca slightly snaps out of the force and is embarrassed as hell that she is stripping. She can't stop the ghostly force that is making her strip. She removes all of her clothing and is forced to sit on her pile of clothes. She is overcome with this force and sticks her fingers in her pussy. She tries to fight it and knows there would be 20 or more people for this open house any minute.
Wait, what?
And people are laughing and clapping at my performance.
Wait, you just changed
so
point of view.
I was Bianca the whole time.
This came from notalwaysright.com, my dear listeners. The category for this is embarrassed naked female. And the related categories are humor, roleplay, masturbation, and Roy Girl. Keywords, Bianca Baker, Miss Bianca Baker, Princess Bianca, and for the low price of $10.99, these 9 minutes of video can be yours. Thank you very much.
So, that whole description there, in German, all one word.
Yeah, that's no all lie. One word. The German language is really beautiful.
It really is.
Yeah.
What did we learn?
I think I learned a lot about my own sexuality in this one, fellas.
Yeah, I learned what I'm not into. That's good.
You have things you're not into, Bunny Bird?
Yeah, this.
I learned that when it comes to physically losing your virginity, these people don't stand a ghost of a chance.
Hey. Oh. Fuck you.
I also learned that there's only one good boyfriend in this world, and his name is Bailey. He's the only one. Get you a man who is Bailey and is a ghost.
Yeah.
Who will teach you Japanese.
He keeps me Japanese and eats me out in class.
And my brother watches.
Okay,
that's gotta be like a good chunk of Japanese porno.
Don't ever let Japan find out about Bailey. They'll ruin his purity.
Bailey was so beautiful before, you know.
He is a good vanilla partner.
And if you want to write your poems to Bailey, head on over to Ball Pit. That's BALLP.IT. If you want more from us, head on over to THEFMIN.US. You can find Bunny Bread where?
Shit, who cares?
In your bed.
In the internet. Yeah, mostly, you know, drunk and hitting on you.
Okay.
Fresh from the oven.
Nice. We also have a Patreon. That's patreon.com/extracredit. Helps us pay for, like, hosting costs and buying updated equipment and that sort of thing. And if you donate $10 a month, you could be like Grass Dragon and Max More Porkia.
Pax More Porkia.
Pax More Porkia. Bye.
Bye.
Have a happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
That's the scariest language.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I recognize Lilith from Persona, but
Lilith is an ancient biblical figure. It's like it's Adam's first wife.
She's the dark moon.
Yeah, she was created as an equal, and Adam threw a hissy fit.
How have I never heard of this before?
Have you never heard of this before?
She's a big figure in Jewish mythology.
I'm Jewish. How have I never heard of this lady? Apparently, I went to a revisionist temple.
That's where we get the phrase lullaby.
Lilith is the Leon Trotsky of Judaism.
Yeah, Rabbi Blank is gonna lay it down, yeah.
You sing a lullaby to your children so you keep Lilith away from them, from smothering them.
My rabbi kept me from learning about Lilith, so I didn't summon lots of succubi and incubi.
No, kept you from learning about Lilith Fair. Thought you'd be a lesbian.
Yeah, Lilith Fair.
Yeah, it's different.
You've been to all the Lilith Fairs, haven't you, Breakfast?
Yeah,